For state's position is that under Tennessee law, the statutes provide that there only has to be a 3-day waiting period in the capital case after indictment. Now, I understand that that's could not be followed in this case, but that is the law. Now, let me state the state's position, to your honor. We want to get this case to trial. We want to get it to trial as soon as possible. It is the suggestion of the state that this case be set on the Tuesday following the third Monday in January, which is the beginning of a new term. That would give Mr. Foreman better than 60 days in which to prepare this case for trial. It would also, if Your Honor saw fit to do so, give the, under the court's direction, give the jury commissioner the opportunity to draw sufficient jurors for the new term, where when we get into the trial of this case, we do not have to be drawing from day to day special veneers. And it is the request of the state that this case be reset for trial no later than the Tuesday following the opening of the January term in the third Monday of January.
May it please the court, this case will take priority over all cases on my docket. And I intend to seek the consent of my clients in all civil cases to the association in cases of other attorneys who can try those cases as well or better than can I. But the very mechanics of getting those consents of those various clients and getting the other attorneys familiar with the case will take some time, not a great deal. The criminal cases, I feel certain that other judges in Texas will defer to this court. And even so, I would not have the temerity to suggest then as any limitation on this court's decision in setting the case, because I come into the case as I do under the circumstances that I do. But may it please the court, limiting therefore our consideration solely to this case and the problems that it presents as time-wise, I have been advised by the prosecuting attorneys that they are tendering me, or have heretofore tendered, or will tender a total of 360 potential witnesses, that they do not expect to offer perhaps more than 80 to 100 such witnesses. But Your Honor knows from Your Honor's presiding here and Your Honor's practice before Your Honor was honored by Your Honor's present position, that the witnesses that the prosecution is not going to use are frequently the very ones that the defense at least should interview. Therefore, taking the figures as presented by the district attorney himself, 360 witnesses, and taking 2 hours per witness, and taking 8 hours a day, or at least taking 8 hours a day into 306 witnesses, even at an hour per witness, you come up with 9 days of interviews. Now the law of the United States Supreme Court and of this Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, which is our Supreme Court in criminal cases, and I'm sure that of the state of Tennessee, because while I haven't researched it in this state, I have in many other of the common law states, and everywhere I have, I found a uniform ruling in which the Supreme Court of that particular jurisdiction says that it is not only the right of defense counsel to interview all I'm not responsible, and neither is, perhaps, I hope, I'm not responsible at any rate for the fact of this case. I have to work with them just like Your Honor and the prosecution does, from where we come into it, accept the facts as they are. I know that these gentlemen don't want an unfair advantage. And all I ask is a fair deal and no favor. I don't expect one. But just the very magnitude and the geographical area involved, that is, all of the United States, from the West Coast to the Pacific, Mexico, Canada, England, Portugal, as I recall the news stories. We have here, Your Honor, something that is far beyond the order of a three-day trial, and it's not even, it's not within the realm of even the remotest concept of fairness to compel this man to go to trial until his lawyer. Now, I have just asked, since I came back into the courtroom, if there are any interviews of any of the prosecution's witnesses in the files that will be, before the day is over, delivered to me by Mr. Haynes. He says there is none. Not one. No such interview. Therefore, we are relegated to an initial preparation. May it please the court, I have never in my life talked to a single defense witness until I had talked to all of the prosecution's witnesses known to me who would talk with me. It's just as amazing in my approach to the preparation of a lawsuit, because for various reasons, which time doesn't require that we give. But it's, I can only do that which I can do. And the interviewing of witnesses by either private detectives or other investigators, to me, I learned a long time ago never to use one. It isn't just what's on the paper. They tell you what they think you want to hear. And then they give you, after you've sifted through all of those prolixity of semantics, you come up with nothing. And furthermore, the minute that one of them quits working for you, he tries to go to work for the other side. So that, in my experience, I find that the only satisfactory way to prepare a case for trial is to talk to the witnesses. And I, as I said in the motion, this has been done continuously since April the 3rd. I am presuming, as the law requires me to do it, and all of us do, the innocence of my client. And whatever explanation, whatever good, whatever wheat I may win off from these interviews, I assure you, I intend to do my best to talk to every one of the 360 who will talk with me. And if I only ask that Your Honor take that into consideration. And when I ask for the opportunity to determine and to come back in 90 days and agree on a date, I didn't ask that in the ultimate. I simply suggested that I couldn't tell the court at this time how soon I could be ready, and wouldn't know till some indefinite time. I know that Your Honor has the right and responsibility, and that Your Honor will fix a date. And I want a date fixed that will not require